We are just up to Simon Tov Kuf Chof. We'll be doing that as well as Tov Kuf Chof Aleph. Tov Kuf Chof, Lechaber Habayis Kedino B'Shabbos Kartino B'Yontif. Sweeping the floor, the same halach on Yontif as on Shabbos, then in a place where the floors are dirt floors, there's a problem indoors of Binyan, outdoors of Choresh, as considered plowing. When you're dealing with floors that are floored, where you don't have dirt floors, so there's still a gzera, unless the majority of floors in the city are not dirt floors, in which case you're allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos, and that's what we do in most places. Tov Kuf Chof Aleph. Meshilin Peris Derech Aruba. The case is like this. Someone has got lots of fruit up on his roof, and it looks like it's about to start raining, and he's afraid that he's going to lose a lot of money. So for Hefsid Momin, Chazal were matir taking the fruit indoors, but they did it with certain conditions. So Mashilin Peres Derech Aruba, so the Ramah explains what Mashilin means. Pirish min kiyishal zeisecha kolomer, mapilin aperes la'aretz, you throw the fruit down through a skylight, biyantif, v'lo yishal shalem b'chalonus, but you should not be lowering them down with rope through the windows. Similarly, you shouldn't lower them to the windows and then throw them in the windows, because all of that is a much larger tircha. Unless the windows are right next to the roof and you can just throw it right in, you don't have to lower them with cord. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's mistaber that it has the same halacha. Velo yoridein besulamos. You're also not allowed to lower them with ladders, and Mishnah Berurah says that includes steps. They only allowed you to throw it from the roof directly into the skylight. V'lo yitaltlem migagla gag afal b'yishen shavim, and you're not to carry it from one roof to another, even though they're on the same level. It's still aser. So, for example, let's say you have a bunch of roofs next to each other, and only one is a skylight. So that's the only one that you'll be able to lower them into. You couldn't go bring them from one roof to another. That degree of tircha, chazal, were not matir, even b'makom seder. Sibbeis muter lachasos peros o kadayin o levenim ipnei hadelef. You're allowed to cover fruit, jugs of wine, or even bricks, because you're afraid of something dripping on them that's going to ruin them. The halacha is lis halacha of o levenim means even though these things are muktze, there's no isser of covering muktze on Shabbos to prevent it from getting ruined. Siv Gimel, liton kli tachas adelef, kedino b'shabes, kachdino b'yontif, to put a keli underneath something that is leaking, the same halacha that you have on Shabbos, you would have on yontif. Now, there we went into what's very nogea today, which is catching water from an air conditioner that's leaking, the condensation, there the halacha is that water is considered nolad. The condensation is considered nolad, it is mukta, so that you cannot put a keli there because of bitl keli mehechono. What you're doing is taking a kli that was movable and now filling it up with something mukta. The only way to do it is if you put something else there that's not mukta in that keli, so it's not going to become a basis to the mukta only, and you will be allowed to move it on Shabbos to get it out of the way.